Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. We bless your name. We glorify you, Lord. We honor you. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Glory. 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 Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Glory, glory. Glory. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We worship you. Oh, we magnify you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Sometimes you just got to tell God how you feel. If you're thankful, tell Him. If you think He's worthy, tell Him. If you think He's worthy of your praise, you need to let Him know. Let's take a few moments and just tell Him. Let Him know. You honor Him, He'll honor you.
And you will be praised with angels and saints who we sing worthy. You worthy, Jesus. And you will be praised.
Oh, yeah.
And you will be praised.
Yeah. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Magnify your name. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just begin to sing in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. Just begin to sing in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost wants to do some things.
We worship you, Lord.
Yes, we worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord.
Magnify your name.
We magnify
your
God. Peace be with us. We worship you, God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord, in a mighty command. Sin in a man of all of us, we
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is an hour when the Lord is looking for people that will draw near to Him. Not in this natural world, but drawing near to Him and becoming sensitive to those things that are in the realm of the Spirit. Becoming aware and conscious of realities in the realm of the Spirit. And it is those people who can move beyond the limitations that most people find themselves up against. It is those who will overcome. And yea, barriers that are set up shall be used as stepping stones to move higher and to move further and to be used as launching pads to new heights and to new and to greater things. So as you draw close and worship, even as you should, so this is an hour when the Holy Spirit moves in and takes note and hovers over those who offer up praise and begins to move even in the midst. Even things that are not known by us at the moment, but they shall become apparent in the times to come, in the days to come. You'll see, oh, I know now. And so you shall know and see and be able to experience, yea, the deep things that are in your heart as you draw close and become sensitive to this hour and the things of the Spirit. For it is there, it is there, it is there that the power shall come forth that you need so much. There the knowledge shall come that you need. There the ability to move forward shall come, even as you need the strength and the power, the wisdom, oh, the hand of God to move on your behalf. So rest and enjoy and come close and dwell in my presence, says the Lord, and there you'll find pleasures forevermore. Joy unspeakable shall come and your heart will be full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands up and worship the Lord and magnify His name. For you see, He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. I sensed even as we were focusing in on the Lord. And you know, sometimes this is a valuable thing because, you know, if you can ever get your eyes off your own needs and get it on God. My friend, sometimes we're so wrapped up in the stuff we're going through. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you, those things can talk loud and long. But I want to tell you, sometimes you just got to drown it out with worship and praise unto God and draw close to Him. Hallelujah. Just to learn to enjoy and relax and be blessed in His presence. Just focus on Him. Make Him the most important. Make Him more important than the things that you're dealing with. And then you'll find that the rest becomes more easy. And the things that you thought were so big aren't so big anymore. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands up again one more time, and let's just reverence Him. Let's just softly bless Him. I mean, not real loud, but just oh, Father, we thank You. Just with grateful hearts. Just a tender moment with God right now. Of just hallelujah. Heart to heart. Hallelujah. God, You're so good. Father, You're so good to us. You've kept us when we didn't know it. You've guarded us when we weren't aware of it. We took a lot of things for granted, and You overlooked our ignorance. And I want to tell You, Lord, we thank You for Your mercy. We thank You, Father, that You didn't give us what we deserved, but You gave us what Jesus paid for. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. We give You praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Thank You, worship team, for helping us. We are certainly glad that for those that have the ability to play music and sing melodies in an orderly fashion. Amen. It's just great to have those gifts operating in our midst. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank you for being here tonight. We don't take it lightly that you are here tonight. It's just difficult to preach when people aren't here. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. But I want to tell you, it's just when people are here with receptive hearts, you know, God is important. Amen? He's really important. I want to tell you, it's absolutely essential. You know, in order for God to do in any given service what He needs to do, there has to be cooperation, not just with the preacher, but with the people too. So anytime there's a successful service where God shows up and God ministers and touches people's lives, it's not just because there was a preacher that cooperated, it was because people cooperated. Preacher should cooperate. That should be a given. Isn't that right? But, you know, it's a cooperative effort. And I love when the corporate anointing is in manifestation where, you know, everybody draws upon God and focuses upon God together. And more can get done. You know, multiplied more can get done. Amen? In a corporate setting than in an individual setting. There are some things I firmly believe that cannot get done except by united effort of the church people. Hallelujah. You read over there in Acts chapter 12 and verse, I think it's verse 5, where it talks about the church came together and they prayed for Peter. You know, when he was in prison and the Lord moved and an angel came and got him out of prison. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? And we thank God for that. But if you read the beginning of the chapter, it says they put James in prison and they killed him. What's interesting is the Bible doesn't record that they got together and stood together and prayed. It doesn't say that about James, but it said that about Peter. And here's the thing that I note. The result is one person got killed, one person was delivered. So I wonder sometimes how many times in the church world, if we would stand together more, come together and in a unified effort, hallelujah, and begin to understand what we can accomplish together. Hallelujah. Forgetting our preferences, forgetting what we would like and what we don't like, and just focusing on God and His agenda. I believe God's in the delivering business. I believe God's in the protecting business. I believe God's in the healing business. He's in the providing business. Amen. He's in the saving business. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you tonight to receive what God has for you. You know, just get into church. I'm totally amused at these Christians that call themselves Christians, but they don't have any need for the church. I've had people say recently, I've heard them say this. They said, well, I found it sad that I had to go outside the church to find what I needed from God. Well, you see, that's somebody who doesn't understand. That's somebody who doesn't understand the realities of corporate anointing. Just the value of getting in with the saints. Amen. See what I'm saying? And sometimes, now let me just say this. And this, you know, I've got some really nice notes here. But I haven't even got to them yet. But I want to tell you something. Sometimes we come into church and we're so bogged down. We're so prejudiced, we're so biased by the time we get here that we're so bound up. We still remember, we come in here remembering what somebody did to us more than we do what God's done for us. And then we go home disappointed because God didn't do anything. And I want to tell you, listen, my friend, we've got to learn to come in and come together and let those things go. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you need to let it go. Amen. And you got to learn to just join in. And some people come in. And I'm just sharing with you. These are things that keep us from receiving everything that God has for us. People come in upset because they didn't get their way, or somebody else has got the position they want, or somebody got promoted and they didn't get promoted. You're gonna have to learn to let God put you where you need to be, and you got to get your promotion from God. Do you realize you can promote yourself out of the will of God? You really can. I'm telling you, you can get you a sharp website, a sharp looking website, and you can learn marketing techniques, and you can market yourself right out of the will of God. Problem is, you can build the house, but except the Lord build it, it's built in vain. In other words, you can do these things, but you see, John 15:5 says it this way. It says, without me, you can do nothing. I found this out, that if I move and do some things to move in a direction outside of what God's will is, let me tell you something. The only thing I got at that place is my own ability, because that's beyond the scope of God's helping me. I'm on my own. I got to tell you what, folks, we got to learn that God places us in the body as it pleases Him. As it pleases Him. I said, as it pleases Him. As it pleases Him. I read that scripture and I thought to myself, He didn't even ask me. He has not asked me, what would you like to be? I don't think He minds you telling Him, but I don't think you're going to change His mind. As it pleases Him. coming together in the corporate anointing to receive. Well, I just don't prefer this preacher or that preacher. Friend, you got to get over that if you want to receive from God. See, you don't have your eyes on God when you say that. See? How do you think I know that? Years ago, I told the Lord, I said, some services I seem to enjoy more. Some preachers I seem to enjoy more than others. And that's natural. Okay, that's really true. Some people we just enjoy more than others. You know, some people, like one time, I forget what it was that my sister that said that? She said, that person is just, it makes it easy to dislike them. Some people do that. But you understand, now listen to me. But you got to learn to get your eyes on the Lord. And the Lord explained it to me this way. He said, when you come to church, he said, you come to worship me. He said, never mind who the preacher is. He said, you'll get more that way. Yeah. See, it's not just, I think that preacher right there. Now he's got it. Oh, that preacher right there, I'm telling you. Him again? See, we got to get our eyes off people if you want something from God. Listen. The best preacher in the country is not able to give you what God can give you. Now, God can use vessels, and he does use vessels. But I want to tell you something. Let's get our eyes on the Lord. Let's lift our eyes up to the Lord, and let's just look to him. See, we have so many sources. Amen? We have so many sources. We think maybe this person can do this for us, or that person can do that for us, and we're looking to this person and that person right there, and sometimes people get upset because so-and-so didn't help them. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. It's time to get our eyes off of people, their things. Get it on God and what he's got. See, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But you might say, you know, somebody says, but I need these things. God just told you how to get it. Get your eyes off of the things you need. Get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes on the Lord. Rest in him. How many of you believe that God could take care of you? How many believe he could? In theory. In theory, everybody believes that. But I want to tell you something. How about when there's more bill than money? Can God still take care of you? How about when there's symptoms appear in your body? Can God still take care of you? How about when danger appears? Can God still take care of you? How about when you don't know what to do? Can God still take care of you? How about when the enemy comes and harasses you and torments you? Can God still take care of you? What about when somebody takes what's yours? Can God still take care of you? What about when you don't get your way? Can God still take care of you? See, sometimes, let me say this. In an atmosphere like this, we can see more clearly that God can take care of us. And you got to get so full of this that it carries over into your week. So that when you're out there by yourself and nobody else is around you with their hands lifted up and worshiping God, that is still real to you. God will take care of me. God will take care of me. God can take care of me. God is taking care of me. It's just like it was, no different than in the church, than when I was at church. God can take care of me out here on the road, in my home, on the job, wherever I'm at. God can take care of me. Amen? It's got to become real. But then the first thing to do is get your eyes off of the things, off of the stuff that's happened, off of the things you're going through. And be willing to lift up your eyes. The psalmist said in Psalms 121, he said this. He said, I looked unto the hills and asked the questions, from whence comes my help? He didn't see any help. Then he said in verse 2, he said, my help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from the hills, it comes from heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to lift your hands up to the Lord. Sometimes you got to close your eyes. Sometimes you got to do what Hezekiah did and turn your face to the wall. Shut everything out until all you see is God. And then that's the place. That's the hiding place. That's the secret place. That's the place where the communication happens that you need, where the power flows that you need, where the provision comes to you, where the things that you didn't have before are now freely coming into your life. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, I had a drywall business down in Florida, and we were having a lot of work and staying busy and everything. And one day we had a whole office building that we were doing, and the Lord came into the room and he began to speak to me. He told me some things that were going to happen. And then at the end, he said, oh, no, by the way, he said, this will be the last job you do. And I chuckled to myself when I heard that. I already had other jobs lined up. I really did. They're waiting for me. And so it was a powerful experience. I'm weeping. But, you know, can you weep and chuckle at the same on your heart inside on the same time? I'm here to say you can. I watched this cloud move out the door, out of the room, as he left, and I'm standing there. Wow. So I told my wife, went home, told my wife about it, and I didn't think too much more about it, and we got that office building almost done, and I called the next person for the next job that was scheduled, and lo and behold, they decided not to do it. So I called the next one. They got somebody else. Next one, there was other reason. Every person that I had lined up had already told me, said, not going to do it. And I had nothing. My wife, I remember I came home and told my wife, I said, everybody's canceled, everybody's got somebody else or whatever. I don't have anything. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go back in that office. And I said, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I said, he's got the next thing for me. Amen. And I got my Bible. I got my tape player. Didn't have CD players back then. Had a tape player. You know, got my study. I didn't have very many books, so back then we didn't have a lot. Went back in that room, shut the door, very confident, opened my Bible and started reading it, and something didn't seem right. So I quietly closed the Bible, and I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a Brother Hagin tape, and I'm going to play a Brother Hagin tape. That'll help. And I started doing that, and something didn't seem right, so I stopped the tape player. So I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to pray in the Spirit. So I started doing that, and I sensed the Holy Ghost wasn't helping me a bit. And so all of a sudden, I came to this realization that God really didn't want me to do anything. That I had to get to the point where I allowed Him to have His way with me. And I had to sit there and wait on the Lord. And I waited a whole day. I didn't hear a thing. Next day, all day, didn't hear a thing. Next day, I'm excited because God does things in threes. You know? Surely, this is the day. All day, eagerly anticipating, I'm quietly waiting. That's all I'm allowed to do. And I didn't hear a thing. Fourth day, didn't hear a thing. Fifth day, didn't hear a thing. Sixth day, didn't hear a thing. Seventh day, I'm excited. Seven is the number of perfection and completion, you know, and we're going to wrap this thing up. I didn't hear a thing. But then I was kind of gritting my teeth and said, it really wasn't that hard in one sense because I didn't have anything else to do other than just stuff I wanted to do. And I remember the eighth day sitting there, and I'd finally gotten so quiet that I was able to pick up something that I believe I wouldn't have been able to notice if I wouldn't have been spent all that time letting go of stuff, forgetting about different things, just letting God become God in my life, and then Him being able to communicate to me. Have you ever sat at the movies? The screen, everything goes dark. The screen's dark, and you're watching the screen intently because you want to see. And all of a sudden, you see a little pinpoint of light right in the middle of the screen. When you first see it, you know, you're not sure you saw something. Kind of like seeing a star at night, you know, and you look again to make sure it was one. But then it starts getting a little bigger and a little bigger, and you can't tell what it is, but it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, the headlines come up on the screen. And all of a sudden, I got so quiet. And I got to, by the eighth day, I finally got to the place where I was okay with being there. Because I was an extremely active person. I went to school before they gave initials to people who acted the way I did. They just moved me up to the front of the row. I thought it was a promotion, but I think they had other ideas. So I finally, the eighth day, I got okay with being there and doing nothing and letting God do something in my life. And all of a sudden, just in my spirit, I just sensed something, just like that movie screen down there. There's something there in my spirit, but I couldn't tell what it was. And as I kept waiting, it became more clear. It just came up, just like on the movie screen. And all of a sudden, I saw some words, and the Lord spoke to me, and He showed me where I fit in the body of Christ and what the things that I needed. And I have to tell you this, I maintain this, that I squeezed or compressed years of struggling into 8 days of waiting and quiet before the Lord. And I have to tell you that has become a strong reference point for me as to what I should be doing in life. But I had to get to the place where the stuff I'm going through, the needs around me, what others did, what I had or didn't have, wasn't important anymore. It was just God, what God had for me. And I want to tell you something. Life is better since. I said, life is better since. Hallelujah. Stand up with me. We're out of time. Not quite sure what kind of message this is, but I want to tell you something. Listen to me. I want to encourage you tonight. Take advantage of service times. Get here when you can. Not because your salvation depends upon it, but because your progress in life, in many cases, your spiritual progress is greatly enhanced by this. Amen? And I just want to tell you, encourage you, come and worship the Lord. Get your eyes off of people. Let go of what other people have done to you. Don't let that hinder you. Don't let that keep you from receiving from God. It's not worth it. God's got a whole lot more. I mean, if God took what belongs to you, or if that other person took what belongs to you, do you think that bankrupts God? It actually is so little compared to what God has. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands up. Would you do it with me one more time before we go? Let's just worship the Lord. And let's just magnify Him. Let's just magnify His name. Let's just worship Him. Just let go. Some of you need to let some things go. I can just tell. Let it go. You've been hanging on to it for so long, it just seems natural to hang on to it. Let it go. Just let it go. Take the hand that you've used to hold on to that so long. Let go and lift the hand up to God and say, I'm receiving what you have for me instead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And some of you have experienced some major barriers and what you've disappointments, and I want to tell you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord just saying, encouraging you, saying, don't be discouraged by the things around you, but instead, come to me and be encouraged by what I have for you. So do not get your eyes off of my promises onto the problems, but instead, focusing on what I've said, what I am doing, what I can do, and you shall surely see that the barriers were temporary and you'd be able to move forward and move beyond. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give you glory and praise and honor. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, did you get something tonight? Talked myself happy. And the rest of you got to get in on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got a quick question to ask all of you. And that is this. If you're here for the very first time at Rhema Bible Church, would you just quietly slip your hand up? And there are people in the aisle right now with blue shirts, and they want to give you something. If you're here for the very first time at Rhema Bible Church, would you just slip up your hand and let them know, and they'll get that to you, give you that information, and then they'll take you and get you that gift that you need that we've got for you, and that I believe it'll be a great benefit to you, and you'll be blessed by it. And we thank you for coming. What do we say to these people when they come to our church for the first time? We say, "Welcome home." Praise the Lord. And we just want to thank you for being here tonight. And if you'll fill out the card right there, and they'll be there in just a few minutes to get that from you, and then give you that gift that's been prepared for you. And so, again, Kindle the Flame is coming up this week. And ladies, get in on that. Make sure you register. Get in on that. Believe in God. If you know somebody, guys, if you haven't paid for your wife, or your wife hadn't signed up yet, just go out and do it for them and tell them you blessed them, or do something like that, or whatever you think's appropriate within the boundaries of your marriage, you know. But we want to encourage. We don't want ladies to miss out on the blessing of this week. It'll be a tremendous time in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we've got the guys over here, and we've got the ladies over here. So if you need prayer for anything, then ladies, come over to these ladies, and guys, come over to these guys, and they'll be able to agree with you and prayer and believe with you for the things that you need. And so we want to thank you for coming tonight, and I simply shared something that I have really nice notes. I guarantee you, I've got 2.5 pages of it that I didn't even use. And it's really good. You want to stay for it? You want another? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Anyway. All right. Shake hands with about three people, four people. Or if you're an extra friendly person, then just go ahead and shake hands with as many as you can. And bless them. Let them know. Wish them a good week. God bless you for coming.